everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Well, all right. Hallelujah. We're here in Southwest Arkansas. Amen. I don't know. This place just does me that way.
It's a happy place.
It is a happy place, isn't it? And we just enjoy this place so much, and we want to give you the opportunity to be a part of it here and join us in the things of God. Father, we thank you
today.
Thank
you, Lord.
We receive your presence. We receive your grace and mercy. And Father, help us. Help us get greater insight into the fact that you are love, that trusting
praise.
Love is trusting you. And trusting you, we must develop our trust in your love, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness, and which endures forever.
Praise God.
And we receive it today in revelation from heaven today concerning it. And
thank
we thank you,
Lord.
You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We had a couple of nights ago, we had about 4.5 inches of rain here. And so the pond is overflowing, and they'll show you pictures of the little brook. I know you've been able to hear it. Well, these are not sound effects, folks. I mean, we out here, you
understand? This is the real thing.
Amen. The birds and everything.
This is the country.
Do you remember the one person that wrote us and said, your bird machine is too loud?
Where is our bird? Where's Word Bird?
Word Bird.
Have you heard him?
Just a little bit. I haven't heard him.
Tim says he heard him.
Real loud. He had not read it as close as he was at that time. Anyway, we said that was not a machine, that was a bird.
Right.
They got to call him Word Bird anyway.
Right.
This little brook, we sat down here and Gloria said, see that little stream right there? I said, yeah. She said, that's just like the Holy Spirit. You can sit here and watch it, or you can go get in it, but he's always flowing.
Yeah.
He's always moving in a direction towards outpouring. He's always moving a direction towards grace. He is always out.
Amen.
To bless and to empower.
That's
and
right.
The way to get the biggest you can is to obey what he says. Well, now the moment you start that whining, you're not trusting the love.
Sure.
Yeah, but what if? Yeah, but what if God loves you? So you learn to turn it around instead of, yeah, but what if? I remember when the Lord first told us to go to Tulsa at Old Roberts University. I didn't know anything about the Word. I was so determined. I'll tell you, I was so in love with Jesus. I wanted to do everything I could. But we had two little children. And I said, Gloria, if we just take off and go up there, we'll starve. She said, Kenneth, we're starving now. We might as well starve in the will of God is out.
Weren't we great deep? Weren't we
well,
deep?
But that, hey, that, I saw it when she said that. I saw what I was doing. And later I began to realize I didn't trust him. I thought I did.
Well, we just didn't know enough.
But I didn't. I didn't trust him. The Word says, lean not to your own understanding. Well, that's what I was doing. But trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
Now, to do that, you're going to have to believe his love, and you're going to have to trust his love. That comes from developing it and renewing your mind to the fact that he is love.
He always has the best plan.
Always
has always, the best. Not
always,
second
always.
Best, but
he's
the
not
best.
Trying to hurt you. He's trying
plan.
To help you.
Yeah.
He's not trying to put you down. He's trying to raise you
That's
up.
That's exactly right.
Now, let's read our scripture there in 1 John today. And remember this. What is it you need to be scriptural?
Scripture.
Scriptures. Amen. Amen. I got that from Keith Moore. Praise God. Who got it from Jesus. Now, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and
Praise
he in God.
God.
Now remember, God is love. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, who is love, God who is love dwelleth in him, and he in God who is love. So in the beginning, love created the heavens and the earth.
Look around.
Amen.
Look around.
So, yeah. And think about that garden. I mean, he created that garden out of his love. It was the best he had. And he created this, and he saw it was good. Created that, yeah, and saw it was good. Created man. And then he created his wife and saw that it was good. And then it was the bad. He didn't. There's nowhere in there said he created cancer or created storms and all that came after man.
He didn't create sin either.
No. All that came after man's union with Satan as a result of Satan's absolute hatred for man and God. Now, let's look here. We have known, verse 16, we have known and believed the love that God, who is love, has to us. God is love. And he that dwells in love, who is God, dwelleth in God, who is love, and God, who is love, in him.
Yeah.
Now, I kept adding that in there. So I want you to start doing that so that you begin to have a higher reference for love. Don't be going, we won't take time to go back there, but don't be loving your new car, loving your new clothes, or loving pizza, or whatever else it is. Everybody just slings the word love around like, but that's the reason you have really no regard for the word love. And you can carry on with that study. That's simple. But the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, tell them that are rich in this world not to be high-minded, but to be ready to distribute, ready and willing to distribute, to give, to sow, to help people. For he gives us all things, say all things.
All things.
All things richly to enjoy. Now, how do you receive all things? Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. A kingdom of who?
God.
Who is love.
Who is love.
Seek ye first the kingdom of love, and all these things will be added to you. See, that's what love does. Love adds to you. He doesn't take away from you. Now, the devil's lied on God and said, well, you know, he'll take away everything you have.
You know what he's always trying to get people to do? We see it in Scripture. Curse God and die. Yeah. He told people in Scripture, curse or at least one person.
That's what he tried to do with Job.
Curse God and die.
Yeah. That's his whole deal. Yeah. Die.
He talks bad about God. He talks like God's the problem. Instead of him, he's the problem.
Well, he tries to divert your attention.
That's right.
And when you say things like, well, it just scared me to death. Don't that thrill you to death? Oh, don't you just love it? Blah, 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 blah. And all you're doing is praising him. Because he's the author of death. He's the author of fear. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're giving him place. Anyway. Let's,
but once you know better, you don't have to do that.
We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Glory to God.
There is no fear in love.
No.
Thank you, Lord. I'll do that. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Two places. Philippians chapter 2. Let's turn there. And then Philippians 2, we'll look at verse 5 there. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. We'll look at that first. And, for who hath known the mind of the Lord? Now, listen. Very familiar scripture, but we're looking at the love of God here. Amen? For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Translate the word Christ, the anointed one, His anointing. We have the same anointing available for our minds as Jesus has for His and what He had while He was in the earth. Now, that's the love of God. Mm-hmm. But let's go over here to Philippians chapter 2 and let's find out what the mind of Christ is. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, wait a minute. He said, let this mind, that's the mind of Christ, Gloria. That's the way Jesus thought. That's the way He thinks now. Mm-hmm. He didn't think it was robbing or taking away from God and to be called equal with God. But now, what about us? How can we think like that? I mean, you're not taking away from the deity.
No.
And the majesty of God to be called equal with God?
Think about it, though. That's why we had to be born again.
Well, yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what it was. Because He recreated us
in the
very image of Jesus, who is exactly like and equal with God. Now, what does that make us? We're born of love.
Born of God. God is love.
One more step. God is love. So are we.
That's right.
We're not just born. Well, I mean, we're not just filled with His love. We're born of that love. Our spirit man is as much love as Jesus is. Because He said this, God loves us as much as He does Him. And right before He went to the cross, He prayed that. God revealed to the world, you love them as much as you do me. Well, then we were born of the Spirit, born of the Word, born of the Spirit of love, born of the Word of love, recreated into the likeness of love. I'm talking about the inner man.
Praise
but now
God.
Inside your born again spirit is the fruit of the Spirit. That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's the fruit of your reborn spirit.
It's in there.
It's in there because He's in there. And it, of course, it's the fruit of the Spirit of God.
You know, this area up here used to be peach orchards. My granddaddy's peach orchards, and those peaches were so delicious. There was nothing wrong with those peaches, but somebody had to go pick those peaches to partake of them. And that's the way it is with the fruit of the Spirit. It's born in us. It's in there. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness is part of the newborn human spirit. But we got to yield to that fruit to walk in
it. For it to grow.
Yeah.
It has to grow and come and become dominant your thinking.
We yield to love. We yield to faith. Woo, hallelujah.
You want to finish this? You're taking
words
right out of my mouth.
I'm liking it, though. Go ahead.
I love it because, hey, that's the way the Spirit of God moves supernaturally. I was one time with Jerry Savelle. He came from one city. I came from another. And they said, we want both of you to preach today. Which one's going to go first? I don't know. And so the guy said, Brother Copeland, why don't you go first? I said, okay. Jerry went to his room. I went to mine. We hadn't talked to one another in months. We got in there that night, and I had it backwards. He said, Brother Savelle, you go first, and Brother Copeland, you follow mine. I said, okay. And I had this very notebook right here. This was about, this is probably 30 years ago. I had my notebook sitting right here, and I had the message outlined there, Faith in the Name of Jesus, Part 2, because that's what the Lord told me to do. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting there like this, and I'm sitting next to the man that was the head of the Full Gospel Businessmen's chapter there for whom we were speaking. I said, and Jerry walked up there, and he starts preaching on faith in the name of Jesus. I said, you want to see a miracle? He said, yeah. I said, okay, watch. I said, now I never said anything to Jerry about this.
And he preached, from God.
Gloria, he preached right down to where I was going to start. And he read the scripture. He said, you know, I believe that's, I'm going to finish this point right here. And I'm going to turn it over to Brother Copeland. He was just a
led by the Spirit.
Supernatural move of the Spirit. And that's that. I want you to learn this. People miss the supernatural looking for the spectacular. Mm-hmm. These things are supernatural. The Spirit of God is living in you. And if the more you speak about love, the more you talk about God being love, the more you confess it with your mouth, the more you practice it, fear gets flushed out of there, and love, joy, peace, long-suffering or patience, gentleness, goodness. Amen.
That's good.
Isn't it good? Mm-hmm. It starts growing up in there, faithfulness.
Faith works by love.
Amen. And God is good, and His mercy endures forever. And what happens? You get to where you're the same way. You get to where instead of launching back at people, something rises up in you, and you say, nope. Now, wait a minute. Now, what difference does that make to me? Mm-hmm. Have I got any part of this, or am I just judging those folks? Particularly watching news broadcasts and stuff like that. And the Lord said to me more than once, He said, I can't trust you with the news broadcast until you don't quit. I'm gonna quit. I'm going to command you to stop watching it. So I did for a while. I just quit watching it. And totally immersed myself in the Word of God. You can get news before it happens if you know how to listen. And then the Lord said, okay now, but you watch your mouth. I get mad at them for what they're talking about. You know. Anyway, that you can't get mad at the news broadcast and develop the fruit of the Spirit. No, you develop your flesh when you're doing that. That's the difference. Why? Let this mind be in you. For instance, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the great love chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love. And you notice the King James translation translates agape as charity. And I wondered why would they translate that like that? Of course, it was translated hundreds of years ago. And I thought, why do that? Why didn't they just say love? And one day it came as a revelation to me. They were trying to get this across because back there then, charity was a big deal. You had to be a charitable person and to be part of a charitable organization was to help people that absolutely could not help themselves. And I don't want any charity. Yeah, you do. They were talking about the giving love and nature of God.
That's right.
And they used a word that we don't use anymore. But if you go back and look up that word charity in Old English.
I'm seeing something if I can get it out. It's the reason it's called charity is because charity, when you give to charity, you don't expect anything back from that charity.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And that's the way giving love is. You walk in that giving love even if somebody's not walking in love with you.
That's right.
You're blessed and you're free.
Now look what he said. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not the love of God, I'm become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Now, he just talked about the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit and the way He works. Now you come over here and you just tear the gifts of the Spirit here, the ministry gifts of the Holy Ghost, the power gifts of the Spirit, you just tear them apart with not having any love.
Yeah.
So you come on down through these. We won't take time to read all that. But now look at the fourth verse. The love of God suffers long. Now remember, Jesus said, or the Holy Spirit said in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. That's the mind of Christ, thinking that way. Now, You've been recreated when you made Jesus Lord. Your spirit man is totally recreated, not just forgiven, but born again, born of the Spirit. So now, let's get back to this, and let's touch on this very carefully now. The love of God suffers long and is kind. Stop right there. Glory to God, then so am I. I'm adding my faith to this. See what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
to order
receiving
at, yeah. In order to do that, I have to confess it with my mouth. That's what faith in God does. So that's what faith in love does, because faith in God is faith in love is faith in God. Love of God envies not,
no
doesn't
jealousy.
Vaunt itself, is not puffed up, neither am I. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, then glory to God, neither do I. Rejoices not in iniquity, neither do I, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The love of God never fails, and neither do I when I
Amen.
Walk in love
That's
and
right.
walk in His commandments, glory to God, because I have no fear, and without fear I have faith in God and in His love.
Praise God.
We're out of time. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
It's so hard to love that person who wronged me.
God, I don't know how you can love me when I'm always messing up.
It's time to break free from love-limiting thoughts and understand that God has given you the capacity for His love. Get Faith in God's Love, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and begin to develop your faith concerning the love of God. He is love. If He dwells in you, then love dwells in you. God says His love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. That means you have the ability to not only believe, but receive, give, and live by the love of God. And love never fails. When you order your thoughts, feelings, and will according to His Word, you can choose the love way every time. Become rooted and grounded in the love of God by putting His Word first place. All fear is cast out when you have faith in God's love. Order Faith in God's Love, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these eye-opening messages, you'll be assured of God's love for you. Discover how you can share His love with those around you to bring victory and strength into their lives. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I came up here to our place here praying one time years ago. And man, we had, there was a situation in the ministry, we just kept getting behind and getting behind, and particularly on television bills and so forth. And little by little, we got to a place where we was $1 million behind. And I'm just confessing and doing and everything. I came up here and I, after prayer for quite some time, I said, Lord, I need $1 million. And that's what I was praying in the Spirit. And He came back and said, no, you don't. I said out loud, well, you could have fooled me. He said, and I'm hearing Him in here, just like any Christian can, if they'll listen. Now, this is wisdom, see. No, He said, you have a spiritual problem in your ministry. If I gave you $1 million, it would eat that million up and you'd still be $1 million behind because you disobeyed me. And then He showed me how I disobeyed Him. And so, yeah, came home and fixed that. And I mean, it just come jumping in there.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray over our partners.
Yes,
we pray over
we
this
do.
Ministry from the top of the world to the bottom and all
Praise
the way around
God.
The middle. We pray over EMIC, our church there in Fort Worth, and glory to God, the glory is falling, and we are so grateful to you for it, and I pray for the strength and power
yes.
of this radio and television audience in Jesus'
Praise
name.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, this is Kenneth and Glory reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
The first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. Settle that.
You see yourself sad, sick, broke, busted, and we're going to struggle. No, I don't. I see myself blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Greater is He was in me than He was in the world.
Join us at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 29th through August 3rd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on five continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.